The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Wednesday, 4/6/16. I'm Doug Steffen with my friend Jennifer Horn and Rich McFadden here with Kara Schillen as well to talk about the Wisconsin primary. I'm looking at some of the responses, if you will. We have a lot of people, facebook.com/goodday, Twitter goodday, who have comments. So I'm going to read them and you can comment if you wish. Scott has said, love it. Can't wait for a brokered convention. A lot of talking heads exploding. My comment is that Ted Cruz can't win a general election. No matter how you slice it and dice it, he will not win. You put him with Tracy and he doesn't win. I don't know that I think Trump can either, frankly, at this point. If it's a brokered convention, there's rumoring of Paul Ryan.
Yeah,
I think he's a very attractive candidate. I think he
would be hard to beat. Of the Republican Party, at least as we know
it.
If they if they parachute in a candidate that was not part of the process, that didn't win one delegate, that didn't win a state, that didn't compete in a debate, I will be so ticked. I mean, as much as I like Paul Ryan, I would love to see Paul Ryan run for the presidency. I think he's a great candidate. I think he's a great choice. But this time around, if it's not Trump or Cruz, I can't imagine what things will look like. People are going to be angry,
I think they're angry already at the Republican establishment because they've screwed with it to this point,
yes,
and brought in all the dough from the Kochs and all the other people to try to create a way to keep from getting. If you're angry at anybody, you should be angry at those people who are part of the Republican hierarchy
and
want anything but Trump.
They've
destroyed themselves.
We're slowly getting to the point where Trump may not be able to lock this up.
I mean, he's got to win. I think he didn't need to win Wisconsin. He's got a lot of states that he's really far ahead in the polls, like New York and Pennsylvania. He's ahead in the 50%, you know, against the Ted Cruz's and the Kasich's, who are back in the teens and the 20s, low 20s. But he can still wrap this up. I think for the first time in a long time, California is going to matter. And I think it's going to be an interesting thing to see who pulls away with California, because Ted Cruz has never forgotten California. He's been here. He's really smart at doing what they call in politics the ground game, where he gets people out on the streets, getting people to go and vote. And Trump, I think, has thought, you know, I don't think he thought big enough to go to California. I think he either thought he was going to wrap it up first, or maybe it would have never come to this. And Kasich even has a good shot in California, so it's going to be really weird to see. Anybody who is part of this Never Trump movement, though, they're dead to me. I'm telling you, in Wisconsin, these talk radio hosts that are part of this Never Trump movement are truly screwing up any chance that conservatives have to win the presidency in 2016. The people have spoken. Don't be arrogant. Let the people have their will. Let Trump go in there as a nominee. If he beats Hillary, great. If he doesn't, okay, we put up the candidate that's been the most popular.
Fascinating story, though, don't you? That there was a contingency of radio hosts from all kinds of stations who got together because they were against Trump and basically rallied the whole state for Cruz.
And you know what I think is super stupid about that? You guys will agree with me. Is that in talk radio, we have jobs because there's stuff to talk about. These guys, if Ted Cruz wins, He's going to be one kind of candidate. There'll be stuff to talk about, but he is definitely not going to bring the topics that President Donald Trump would bring.
He's not going to win. But it is very interesting to see how some of these, as we have our conventions. I'm in Philadelphia for a convention today. As a matter of fact, it'll be interesting to see what the discussion is, especially about the millennial vote. Here's Max, who says Cruz seems to forget the RNC hates him as much as they hate Trump.
Well, I feel
once
like
the
they're
first
using
time
the
becomes,
not anymore.
Free from. Anyway, so there's lots to consider here. Richard writes, "Hey, Donald, sounds like you're a loser now." Terry writes, "I can't wait for Donald to run as an independent. It'll be interesting to see if Ben Carson would follow him on the ticket."
That'll be a mess.
All right, lots of speculation anyway. In a moment, we're going to change gears here on Good Day. Those of you, especially younger people who are moving, this is right up in my wheelhouse because for the first time in 30, the first time in my life, I've actually moved from one home to another. And I haven't liked it. I've made a lot of mistakes. So somebody suggested that I ought to talk to someone who knows how to do this. So for those of you who are, I know people, I was talking to actually Bob Kay, who works with me. He moved 14 times. I think Meredith's moved about that many times. I've never moved in my life, so I don't know how to do it. So those of you who are confronted with moving and don't know how to do it, we're going to help you with that problem in just a moment here on Good Day.
No matter what kind of allergy day you're having, relief can be yours with Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Its prescription-strength medicine effectively relieves your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, for 24 hours. Nasacort has no harsh taste, is non-drowsy and non-addictive. Unlike Flonase, Nasacort is scent and alcohol-free. For effective nasal allergy relief, choose Nasacort. It's guaranteed relief or your money back. Details at Nasacort.com. Use as directed.
Any Tom, Dick, or Harry can tell you that Geico could save you money on car insurance. But since money talks, why not go straight to the source?
Hey, Harry's Money here. And the day Harry went to Geico.com and switched his car insurance was the day I got to hang around. Finally, boys bonding, bada bing, bada boom. No wonder Geico has 97% customer satisfaction. Personally, I give him 100, but that's just my 2 cents. That was funny.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples. Make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
I'm Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Business owners are always on the run, but staying connected and organized is really essential to your success. A way to do both? Set up multiple extensions for callers to choose from and have your calls forwarded. This way you'll never miss a call, and you can prioritize based on the extension selected. Take the important calls now and get back to the rest later. Keep listening for more ideas here, and visit grasshopper.com.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with bull barn oak laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware driftwood oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Quarter after the hour on the Good Day program. So the focus on moving and all the conversation here has brought me about to introduce you to Melissa Sullivan, who is from the Mayflower Moving Company. She's a director of marketing there. probably one of the biggest companies of vans. You certainly recognize their vans as they travel across the country. She's living proof of the moving trends found in a Mover Insights study that was done, more focused on millennials. But I think, Melissa, you may have heard me talking about moving. I'm in the process of moving now, and I've never moved before in my life. So very curious.
Well, good morning. Yeah, exactly. Good luck to you.
It hasn't been the most pleasant experience of my life. I didn't move because of my job. I didn't move because of my family. I moved because I needed to downsize, if you will. I live in a suburban / rural community. I'm a very active person. Maybe I fit the bill. But the focus that you had in this Movers Insight study was basically on millennials. And it happens that I'm in Philadelphia today for a convention on millennials in broadcasting. So all of these things fit together. So what'd you learn about moving from this survey?
Yeah, so every year, you know, Mayflower, like I said, one of the biggest, certainly the best known moving company in the country, and we know a lot about where people are moving, but we wanted to get some information on why. And as you mentioned, with that convention that you're at, millennials are the hot topic right now. Everybody's trying to figure out what motivates this generation. And so we took a closer look at what they're doing, and we found some really interesting information. So, you know, you might expect people move for a new job, and we did find that millennials fit that category too. About half of them said, you know, they've moved in their lifetime for a new job. But more than that, they're looking for experiences, and almost half of our survey respondents told us they had moved for matters of the heart. You know, 46% said they had moved either to find a new romantic partner or to move to be with someone that they love.
Isn't that interesting? I'll share my own. I did a list over the weekend of the six reasons why I moved. And one of the six reasons was because of my relationship. I needed a new and better, a different sort of place to be with. So it was one of the things. I find it interesting that it really is motivating. I suppose it makes sense when you think about it, because it is one of the motivating factors. But most of the time people think they move because of a job, right?
Right. Certainly. Well, I know, you know, the last move I made, I moved to St. Louis, Missouri, and my husband, who's a big fan of living out west in the mountains, which we don't have any of here in St. Louis, he said, well, you know, I want to be with her, so I'm going to follow her to St. Louis. And so, the things we do for love, right?
Yeah, exactly. All right, so let's spend 60 seconds or so sharing some of the tips for those people who are planning to move as they make their preparations. What do you advise?
Sure. Well, one of the things I'm sure you're finding, especially not having moved in quite a while, is you accumulate a lot of things over time. And so as you're thinking about the moving process, you might want to take stock of everything that you have and decide, okay, can I really picture this in my new house? Is this something that I need? And, you know, you can start selling things, having a garage sale, or donating things to charity. That's going to make your move much less.
All right, so then I did okay. I've got a room full of things that I'm giving to Goodwill. There's a photo that we posted on my Facebook page of the dumpster out behind the house that was filled with things that I didn't need or that just didn't apply. So, okay, I'm doing all right so far. What else?
So you're off to a good start. Now, if you're not one of those people that has lots of good, strong, trustworthy friends, you're probably going to want to get the help of a moving company. And, you know, a lot of great moving companies out there, but you also don't want to fall victim to a scam or somebody that's going to just be careless and damage your stuff. So I would recommend, you know, talk to your family and friends, see who they've used in the past.
Well, I would tell you that I remember as a kid moving and using Mayflower, so maybe that's the bottom line here. That's why I went to you to find information, because I remember the only moving company I really know is Mayflower, and you can find out more about this survey and whether or not you want to use them by going to Mayflower.com. That's Mayflower.com. Melissa Sullivan, thank you.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Given to the finale of American Idol. This is Kelly Clarkson, one of the great winners, very successful, as you understand her career, going back to, what, 2002, Jen, I think, right? Wasn't that when she really...
That was the first year, yeah.
Yeah, she really was sort of coronated and seems to have done extraordinarily well. I forgot what Simon Cowell said about her. Anybody remember what Simon Cowell said about Kelly Clarkson?
You know, I got the opportunity to watch a little bit of this yesterday. And,
did you?
They were all kind of like, eh. And
yeah.
They said during the...
They said she wasn't very good and forgettable.
Right. That's right. He said, I don't remember you from your last appearance.
Yeah.
But then when she got into the top 10, boom, she just took off.
Bingo.
And everybody said she became...
This American Idol thing, I think you and I must have watched the same part, Rich. But it was really interesting to remember that this show started right as we were all recovering from 9/11. And they looked at this, Fox looked at this as like a beacon of hope because it was like Americans doing great things and it's, you know, it's a talent show and it was to distract people. And then when Simon actually sat down and started insulting everybody, Fox said, look, we like this show. It's doing well for us, but we want to get rid of Simon because Americans like to see successful things. We don't want to see bad auditions. We don't want to see Simon being mean to people right now. And really, that was what was the moment of the show. And Kelly Clarkson said, look, if you want to be a real performer and you can't deal with Simon Cowell's comments, you can't deal with the music business because it's only worse than what he has today.
Yeah, she said it gets a lot worse than Simon.
All right, so here's entertainment reporter John Wheeler talking about the end of the line for American Idol.
Who will be the final star created by American Idol, which gave the world Kelly Clarkson, Carrie Underwood, and Jennifer Hudson? Whether viewers choose a future superstar or a trivia question remains to be seen, but executive producer Nigel Lifegoat, who helped translate Britain's pop idol into the Fox version that debuted in 2002, said the farewell episode will be memorable. Lifegoat promised that it will be a spectacular show with all the former winners on hand, along with past contestants and other surprises in the two-hour finale.
All right, I'm looking at some of the names from various seasons that I don't really remember. Melinda Doolittle.
I remember her.
I remember Jordan Sparks. He was in
Jordan. She was in
six. She. Oh, Jordan.
Good. She's the daughter of that football player.
Oh, right. Okay. Why am
I confusing somebody else? She's got a pretty decent career. She's had some hits.
So here are some of the comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter, Good Day. Nate writes, I have a great idea for the final American Idol song. How about singing Ding Dong, the Witch is Dead? Sounds appropriate to me. You sound like a clown, Nate. I don't mean that with a capital C. Tamara writes, great show, a lot of talent, lots of blessings. Sorry to see it go. Now, that's more, I think, appropriate. Chris writes, Idol messed up big time. Turning point was when Chris Allen won over Adam Lambert, when Philip Phillips' victory over Jessica Sanchez sealed the heck out of the show. Goodbye, Idol.
It was interesting. Remember, Chris Allen, Danny Gokey, and Adam Lambert were the top three, and both Danny Gokey and Adam Lambert have had a much better career than Chris Allen did. But he was probably the cutest, and you know, you still have the teenage girl vote in there.
Suzanne writes, we will really miss American Idol. Don't want it to end. Barbara writes, I hope some network picks up Idol and the judges stay. I especially love Jennifer and Harry. I'm of the impression, looking at some of the information about this, that somebody's retooling it already to come back next year as a different kind of show.
They were saying, that American Idol is not going away. They'll come back.
No, just the way that they do it. Interesting to see what they could create with this. All right, some of the singers from American Idol here. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The statistics vary on how many of our cats are overweight. However, I can say that I've been in way too many homes with fat cats, and I get way too many phone calls and letters from listeners and viewers complaining about their cats being overweight and not having a clue of how to remedy the problem. My response is always the same. I know our cats are smart, but I've yet to meet a cat that has learned how to operate an electric can opener. For the most part, cats are not the ones in charge of dispensing food. Only their human family members are responsible for feeding their pet. The key to trimming kitty's waistline is as follows. Less food, more exercise. All the diet in the world won't help with weight loss if exercise isn't part of it. Here's what I recommend that you do. Feed your cat several small meals throughout the day. It's the best diet for people and pets. A little less food, but break it into maybe three or four feedings. Increase the exercise with cardboard boxes and paper bags. Even chase the cat around the house. Keeping their weight in check will give them that quality and quantity of life they deserve. I'm Warren Eckstein.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $1.99. And all in-stock Morningstar bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Know-how. Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. The Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
Remember Pearl Harbor. Now you can buy, for the first time ever, the 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-329-6700 right now or go online to usmoneyreserve.com. 1-800-329-6700.
After the hour, I hope you do well. This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with my friends Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, who's at the controls in our studio in Washington, where it is chilly today. I'm in Philadelphia. It's chilly today. It's chilly in New England, chilly across the... And Meredith told me she overnighted in Richmond on her drive back up. She's going to meet me here in Philadelphia tonight. I think she said it was in the 50s. But she's been used to temperatures in the 80s, the 90s, very hot in Florida the last couple of weeks. But the last couple of days here in the Northeast, the final licks of winter, and you look at the snow in the Great Lakes region. Man, did they get walloped on Sunday and Monday. It was a tour, tour bus that crashed into a guard railing. Couple of injuries, nobody get killed, but the icy road, you saw lots of pictures of jackknife trucks and that kind of stuff. And then there's the Weather Channel that always, how are they the ones that are naming these storms? Yesterday's storm was
Ursula.
Where did that come from?
Ursula. I think the National Weather Service does
National
it, don't
Weather
they?
Service, yeah.
Yeah.
Do they?
Yes.
Anyway, so did the what about openers for baseball games because of the weather? What has happened? I've lost track of what we need.
Well, in sunny California, the Dodgers beat the Padres 15-0.
Good.
For their one win of the season. Early, so you can go home.
Score! All right, so Richie, what else happened?
Well, no, on the East Coast, there was a bunch of cold games. I mean,
Cold?
Ugh. And the Nats have their home opener tomorrow, and it looks like it's going to be chilly and rain.
Mm-hmm. Nice. All right. Why do they start the season? I mean, it's all about money because they want to get stuff on TV. But
right.
It seems
it's 90 degrees here yesterday. It's warm. You people are the ones
so
that are
playing. So everybody's still playing. Why don't they stay in there? Why don't they start the season and stay in their winter, the training camps for another week or two and still have the games count? Why do they get themselves into a situation?
They're kind of manly men, Dougie. Put on some sleeves. Oh, no, Come on.
They're so small, they'd be dinging them out every single at bat.
All right, the Panama Papers, now that the Prime Minister of Iceland has resigned. Lots of people commenting on that. It's very appropriate. You saw all the pictures of those people that were protesting yesterday. Stephen writes, Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter, Good Day. Wow, must be nice to live in a country where leaders are actually held accountable for being shady. David says, the reason there aren't any Americans on the list is they still haven't released all the information yet. The show is far from over.
Oh, there's 1,000 companies on the list, 1,000 American companies on the list.
Yeah,
all based in Nevada and Arizona.
I'm sticking by my story that the really, really rich find really, really good ways not to pay their fair share in taxes.
Well, who says it's their fair share?
All right,
where's
Mr.
that coming from?
That's what I'm saying. That's why Sanders' plan doesn't work, because the people that he really, really wants to tax are really, really finding ways to invest their money someplace else, or they're really finding ways to hide their money someplace else.
Don't understand how the system works. People just don't understand.
As long as you tax people to death, they're going to find a way to put it somewhere else.
Of course, wouldn't you?
Right. And it just hurts the economy. It's so naive. Luann writes, oh, man, I love the way Iceland comes together. Our stubborn Congress people won't resign until they're headed to prison.
I know. The Iceland guy's like, look, I'll go.
Hmm. Michael says, is it just me or does it seem like the whole world is headed for a cataclysm? People are losing faith in government all around the world. Social media seems to feed that feeling. Hopefully something positive comes from all of this. Well, what I think comes from it is Putin, the connection to Putin and what a slimewad he is very clear. I tried to make the connection yesterday. Maybe I'll spend a moment making it more clear than I did yesterday, because it is confusing. It is very complicated. But the bottom line is that all the money that they're talking about is in the hands, the management hands of a legal Panamanian law firm. But the bank that's managing the money is a Russian bank that's controlled by Putin and his pals. And when you see that the president of Ukraine is one of the chief investors, and I put that in quotation marks, he and others who have been publicly at odds with Putin, but behind the scenes, they're all making deals. This is a game. This is a show. This is a way that you see how phony these international events are, the blow-ups. The war between Ukraine and Russia, or the conflict, was set. These two guys are in it together. And they're the ones off-scene, off the balance sheet, are making the dough, because they're invested in these military-industrial complexes that are making money because people like us are foolish enough to send in our troops and or send in our planes and ships and all that stuff. And the people who are making money, all of these people are invested in military-industrial companies. It is phenomenal. And I think that this is going to really, hopefully, wake the world up to how sinister the military-industrial complex is, because that's really what it is, sinister. In a moment, Jennifer updates us on a couple of television stories, then Ron Hoffman, Dr. Hoffman, will be here with some important medical advice, including the new financial incentive from John Hancock to eat healthy. That's coming right up here on Good Day.
Know-how!
Knowing you can get 20% off almost everything at Napa, I bet you'd start thinking, I could use some headlamps, shop gloves, a new ratchet set. Then you'd think, how am I going to carry all this? Simple. A Napa 5-gallon bucket. Buy one for $3.99, get 20% off almost everything you can fit in it, and a dollar goes to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. 20% off the stuff you want, plus a bucket to carry it all home in. That's Napa know-how. Participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Some exclusions apply. Minimum 3 items. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy, I'm opening a business next door.
Well, welcome to the neighborhood. You know, Staples can print custom signs and banners to help get the word out.
Great, but I gotta watch every dime.
We have low prices every day. And with Staples Price Match Guarantee, you can always get the lowest price.
Perfect.
So when's the grand opening?
Yesterday.
I had no idea.
Neither did anyone else.
Trust Staples for low prices every day. Staples, make more happen.
Price Match good at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store at staples.com for details.
All right, let's see here, Jen. The conversation about American Idol on the top of mind when it comes to television shows. From The View yesterday, Raven Simone and Joey Behar talked to Jennifer Lopez about Idol coming to an end.
5 years ago, you came on as a guest as American Idol, and it's in its final season. Mm-hmm. Two questions. One, how is that for you?
The judging?
Yeah, judging.
I love it. I mean, honestly, I had signed on to do just 1 year, and I wound up doing five. I did two, then I went off and did a tour, and then I came back, and I've done three more. And I never would have guessed that this would have been such a big part of my life, but it was such, I love the family of Idol, like the people behind the scenes mm-hmm. and the judges that I've gotten to work with.
Very nice.
Oh, but it was everybody was fantastic. Yeah. And then all of the contestants and I just really love the journey of it. It's why America loved the show for 15 years.
Well, America loves it so much, there's rumors right now that it might not be the final season.
I know, I think this is a little bit wishful thinking, but also, you never know. I mean, it still has a huge audience compared to a lot of other television shows. You never know, somebody else picks it up, they reinvented it in a different way, but for right now, this version of it is going
this is it.
This is the farewell season. We will have a big finale.
Goodbye, farewell.
I think what's fun about
circus.
Dougie, not to interrupt your song here, but Brian Dunkelman, who was one of the original hosts with Ryan Seacrest, and remember William Hung? He got known for being so terrible. Remember he would sing, she bangs.
He was married,
They're returning for the series finale, so if you miss Dunkelman and Hung, they're going to be back on the finale episode on Thursday night.
That should be a good show on FX.
Right? Dunkelman and Hung.
You miss Dunkelman and Hung. All right, so stars.
Other cool TV news, too.
Yeah,
Elton
please.
John, by the way. Elton John, gigantic big star. Elton John, he's going on season 4 of Nashville as it winds down with a big dramatic finish. He's going to play himself on the ABC series. This might help with the show because Nashville's still on the bubble with ABC. No word yet on whether or not it'll be renewed. And if you want to catch it, Elton John will be on Nashville on May 18th.
Okay.
Are you excited? Tay Diggs is going to host Fox's You're Back in the Room game show. This is going to be a new role for him, being a game show host. And The Walking Dead, although it was a huge monster talking point and hashtag on social media, the finale ratings were down from 2015. The show's still doing a really, really good job, though.
All right, 43 after the hour. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us next on Good Day.
Men, if you're like me, you appreciate the feeling of a clean, smooth shave from a quality blade. The sort of shave that cuts clean, without the burn. So why are you messing around with generic razors that cost $32 for an 8-pack when you can shave with Harry's high-quality German-engineered blades for half the price? And if saving money and a clean shave isn't incentive enough, Harry's will give you their starter set, complete with a razor, three of their world-famous blades and shaving cream for just $15. And shipping is always free. We'll also give you $5 off your first order. Our way of saying thank you for trying us. How are we able to save you all this money and still give you the best shave you'll ever enjoy? By owning the factory that manufactures them. That's how. So go to Harry's.com right now and enter code 4000 at checkout. That's Harry's.com, code 4000.
Now, kid, I know you look at me and think, man, that guy knows everything. And you're right, I do. But occasionally even I get stumped. I know, hard to believe. But when I need help, I get it from Grainger. Grainger can solve just about anything, from finding the right products to advice on installation to troubleshooting. Grainger gets me what I need right when I need it. When a guru needs a guru, who does a guru call? Guru calls Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, here we are, 45 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Ron Hoffman joins us now. His website, drhoffman.com, is not good. It's excellent at summarizing many of the current issues in the medical community, helping you understand what's going on there and in your body. So I wondered what you thought, Ron, about John Hancock announcing it was giving its customers a financial incentive to eat well. And this takes effect right away, apparently. Certain life insurance policies with John Hancock be able to earn discounts. I don't know if it in whether it defines healthy foods or not. What would you, if you were an advisor to them, how would you describe what healthy eating is?
Well, it reminds me of the proposed initiative to pay criminals not to commit crimes. which is controversial at best. Look, you know, I think the best incentive for not getting getting sick is really the what should motivate people to eat well. And you know, insurance in a way removes the moral hazard from life. And so you know, you eat your way into a coronary and still get full insurance coverage. Yeah. It seems like they're shutting the barn door after the horse gets out by using such a proposal. The other problem is, you know, what constitutes a healthy diet? Usually these dietary recommendations are about two decades behind the science, so that we still have the American Heart Association saying that instead of eating butter, we should be using vegetable oil, which has now been proven scientifically false.
Well, the American Medical Association is all about itself. Kind of reminds me of the Republican Party and other self-serving entities. There's nothing that comes out of the American Medical Association, from my point of view, that has much merit anymore. You know, as exactly. We all know how long and hard they fought to keep chiropractors from being legit, that sort of stuff.
Right. The American Heart Association, and to some extent the American Medical Association, still sell endorsements to the highest bidders. Mm-hmm. So right. You can get a certification that this is a heart-healthy food if you provide a contribution in kind.
But don't you write a lot about that sort of thing? Your weekly newsletter is so helpful in this area. I read it every week, and I always find there's a discussion of supplementation, there's a discussion of food, and some of the other issues. And, you know, so you've sort of taken this on, and you have what I think is a healthy mantle in giving people suggestions on what to do. You chalked up a lot of points with me, and I think with other people. It's called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter, by the way.
Indeed.
Anyway, go ahead.
My latest is that I've been experimenting with something called the Paleo Diet. I was on a pretty good diet before.
Explain what the Paleo Diet is.
It's the Paleo Diet. The notion is that we eat as did our ancestors prior to the invention of agriculture and domestication, which is a fairly recent event in human history, maybe 5,000 or 8,000 years ago. So that may involve no grains, not even any legumes. That means the bean family and peanuts. Certainly no sugar. And I've also been off the wagon in terms of alcohol consumption. And I really feel great. And I think that this could really be a boon to patients suffering from diabetes. Certainly a great way to lose weight. I've lost a few pounds myself, although I didn't even intend to do so. So I've written a lot about that in recent editions of Intelligent Medicine. So, and we've done some interviews.
You can't handle not having a daily bottle of beer or whatever.
I say that, but I actually did the whole 30.
Oh, you did? Good.
My wife and I in October.
And how do you feel?
It's fantastic.
Isn't it? You feel great.
But I don't understand why I felt that good and I don't continue that diet.
Right.
I want to do it again because you do. You feel great. You're clear-minded. You're energetic. You're not sleepy. You don't get these crashes from sugar.
All right, so where do you go to get that information? People listening right now, where do you go to get the Paleo Diet or the suggestions that you're both talking about?
Well, you can check out my blogs and podcasts on the subject of drhoffman.com, but also go to thewhole30.com and check out. They've got lots of resources there. And what's nice about it is you don't have to buy a lot of stuff. They're not out there to sell you product. They're basically trying to inform you. It's a very idealistic kind of grassroots movement.
I saw something yesterday that I wanted to ask you about people and what they know about their nose and what they don't know about their nose and sinuses. People tend to not pay much attention unless they get a cold to their nose or if they can't smell. Do you think that's right?
It probably is, because, you know, it's especially in our urban environments. I mean, you think of, like, you know, if you haven't dusted your apartment for a couple of weeks and, you know, you run your finger across the counter and, you know, it's just all black. Well, that's what your nose is doing day in and day out. Add to that pollen, add to that indoor allergens and chemicals. And so we really assault our noses, and, you know, even if we don't do something ultra bad like smoking. So our noses need proper maintenance.
All right, Ron, thank you very much.
38 years without moving like that.
Very good.
51 past the hour. Can you hear me?
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
December 7th, 1941, a date which will live in infamy.
75 years ago, America suffered one of the worst moments in American history, the attack on Pearl Harbor. Now you can remember December 7th, 1941, with the purchase of the first ever 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender solid gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve. Call 1-800-490-3200 right now for the official 75th anniversary Pearl Harbor legal tender gold coin from the U.S. Money Reserve, the only company authorized to distribute these 100% solid gold coins. Remember Pearl Harbor with this limited official gold release. 1-800-490-3200 or online at usmoneyreserve.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
After the hour,
time for us to sing with Warren and his pals, Warren Eckstein. Oh, we're going to wish him a happy birthday
to you.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday to Warren.
Wow, what could go wrong?
Happy birthday to you.
Wow, that was a treat.
That?
Happy birthday, Warren.
Well, thank you, guys. Thank you, guys.
All right, so how old are you? Older than me? I think we figured this out.
Don't ask a lady her age on the air.
Don't ask a lady
Warren's
her
no
age.
Lady.
Dog years, I'm still a kid. I'm dog years, I'm dead.
I love that.
That's a great response. Yes, very good. Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here to talk about your pets. There's a working cats program that gives your cat a job and a reason for being. Jennifer, you need to listen to this. The info coming up next here on Good Day.
Sound of a squeaky clean engine. It's like music to my ears. Oh, and that's a dirty engine. It's what happens when you use ordinary fuels that leave behind dirty deposits. But new BP gasoline with Invigorate helps clean your engine. With continual use, it can give you more miles per tank. Oh, much better. New BP gasoline with Invigorate, our best fuel ever. Versus minimum detergent gas, average restored 3 to 5 miles per tank based on fleet testing. Requires continuous use based on what you drive and how you drive.
Transform your home with the latest hardwood flooring styles from Lumber Liquidators. We've got the leading trends in distressed flooring on sale. Get a rustic, reclaimed look with Bull Barn Oak Laminate. This week, it's 20% off. Or add coastal charm to any room with pre-finished Delaware Driftwood Oak. It's a dollar off a square foot. Get popular wood look tile trends from just $199. And all in-stock Morningstar Bamboo is 15 to 20% off. Plus more unbeatable flooring deals from 59 cents. And special financing is available. Don't miss the best deals on the hottest flooring styles. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
All right, so there are a lot of people who say we don't give enough time to cats. We have no respect for cats on this program.
Who cares?
Trending at DougStefan.com in the What's New box, the story of a program that gives cats a job and a home, started by a fellow named Jim Trenter, who works with the American Humane Society. So what do we need to know? The story, again, at DougStefan.com. Warren, what do we need to know about this? And in the broader sense, we think about dogs and their jobs. They can be any number of things, but I don't remember ever giving any credence to a job for a cat.
Cats actually had the first jobs. If it wasn't for cats, the Pilgrims never would have made it over to America, because they used cats specifically on the ships coming over to keep the rodent populations in check. Otherwise, they have no food to eat. So cats have been working alongside men for a long time. Interestingly enough, though, on my show, Doug, and I find this fascinating, 15 years ago, 85 to 90% of the questions that came into the pet show were questions about dogs. Now, it's about 60% cats and 40% dogs. So it's really interesting how the relationship between people and cats have really grown over the years. And cats are incredibly bright. All of my cats have walked on leashes and harnesses. They've all come when I call them. We hear about cats all the time that run to a door when a doorbell rings like a dog would do. So cats are just as able to work alongside as people as dogs are.
The only time I ever got the cat to vomit was, here, kitty, 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 here, kitty, 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 kitty. That was it.
So can I have...
That's a dog problem. That's not a cat problem. You know...
Oh, is that what it is? Okay.
Yes. My cat comes when I call her, especially in the morning. She's nicer in the morning for some reason. Then throughout the day, she gets sick of me. But I have to ask you this question, Warren, because...
Yeah, she's eating.
Yeah, I've just returned back from work after 3 weeks of being home and being, I mean, I was home 24/7 laying flat on my side with my retina. And my cat, I noticed a really weird change in her personality. Do cats really notice when something's wrong with their owners? Because I know that my cat did.
Absolutely. Cats are probably one of the most astute animals there are. They're just absolutely amazing, and they're able to pick up on the changes of our feelings, our emotions, our abilities. That's why cats have always kind of been, they've had kind of a twofold relationship with people. They've been worshipped and they've been loved, and they've been hated as the devil. So really, I believe that cats are so incredibly bright, and if you treat them properly, if you socialize them the same way you socialize a dog, you can have a cat that comes when you call it. You can have a cat that sleeps in bed with you. Other than, see, the cats know how you feel about them, Doug. That's why they don't respond to you. It's your attitude, Doug.
Excuse me.
Yeah, it's your attitude.
I have a bad attitude.
Your attitude about cats, Doug.
I see,
but they are incredible.
Blogging.
Lots of jobs.
Lots of jobs for cats. Lots of good jobs. Isn't that what Hillary Clinton always says? She wants good jobs for Americans. Okay, we want good jobs for cats. So that they can
equal pay.
Have
yeah.
Equality, right. Yeah, $15 an hour for cats in California. Woo-hoo! I'll talk to you later. Happy birthday to Warren Eckstein. All of us on Good Day, 59 after the hour.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.